Testing 1, 2. Hi there. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast, Season 2, Episode 7. So in theory, this is the story of a little slice of my life that was born out of grievance. I got into this shit to retaliate. Strike back. Really to vent my anger. And kind of mine emotions that I didn't know I could feel. Which brings me to a point. The idea that we speak reality into existence with our words. When we give our words to something, it becomes a thing. For a long time, I thought about that and didn't quite agree with it, because a tree still exists. It's still a thing. We just have this utterance that enables us to agree on what subject we're talking about. But doesn't the tree exist even though we didn't speak its name or the name we gave it? It's like that thing with the nominalists who were against the, I forget now, but
the realists.
One group believed that the actual words themselves of a prayer, in their case, or an evocation, a spell, if you will, had actual meaning. I think it was the Eucharist. Nominalists were the actual realists, which is ironic. But the idea was that by speaking the words over the Eucharist, the cracker, it became the actual flesh of Jesus. The other group was like, that's ridiculous. It's just an utterance. It has no meaning in and of itself. But the meaning that we give it. And even then, it doesn't have any meaning. It's just that we buy into that process, method. I said yes. I did learn in this rather painful journey that the more I spoke about my grievance, deeper I could get, the more reality it started to take on. And I pushed as far as I could against that wall. What would it take for that wall to dissolve? The wall of reality that I was pushing against with my grievances, my words. None of my emotion will bring my son back to life. Or undo the now. But I felt somehow that I needed to lash out. I took it personally, his heroin overdose and death. After my illusion, whatever transformation, I just don't feel that anymore.
You're saying it wasn't personal?
Sometimes I try to feel as angry, as disgusted, as ashamed. The Greek mystery religion, where the initiates drank this probably mushroom psychedelic drink, walked for, I think it was 14 miles to a cave. Nobody wrote about what went on. Not to any great extent, that was the thing. You weren't supposed to talk about what happened.
Six, 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 six.
There might have even been an edict that you would be killed if you did. If you revealed the mystery. The biggest differences, from what I understand now, is that these experiences were not, they were not rooted in faith, but rather in knowing, experiencing. It did not advocate a path using faith, where you had to believe something without evidence. Or pressure from authority. It was one of finding your new reality through knowledge. Knowing. Knowing as the root in their case, to immortality.
To do this, we can, if we like, go to the...
And I understand that now. Maybe I can explain that. What I experienced, and I'm still Knowing it is similar to, let's say, on the occasion that I went to the Grand Canyon. And I beheld it with my eyes. I went down into it. I even had a fall that could have been fatal in the Grand Canyon. It takes a lot longer to hike out than it does in or down. And so I experienced the fatigue and the stress.
What a good idea.
The early morning changing into the late night when we finally made it back up. I don't need to have faith in the Grand Canyon because I went there. And I rode the animal that is myself down into it. And it was a powerful experience of meeting this gorgeous, if you'll pardon the pun, and awesome and terrifying, dangerous, beautiful, real thing, real place, knowing. So the mysteries of ancient times, of the mystery cults, and they stretched everywhere from India, where they had soma, which they drank, and they drank another drink in Iran, ancient Persia. All around the Aegean, Greece, maybe the Pythagoreans did it. But the idea was to experience something so deep. Of yourself. Almost like the disillusion of the identity that we think we are. And that's what it was for me. It's not like I was born into this again. It's just like I remembered. I fully remembered what reality is.
It was success.
Mind's feature.
What dying isn't.
Timber.
And so when I heard the illusion.
Mind's feature.
Whatever they are. Psychonauts, beautiful. The mystery seekers, they experience the same thing. Their connection to a grand narrative, the big story, one that can't be spoken about or turned into a religion. Try as we might, that's a distortion, because everybody experiences it for themselves. And that's what that's what happened then, that's what happened to me, that's what... I think that's why I feel different, changed, transformed, freed. Words. It's funny, because in that space, there were words. There was language from time to time. But it was like a toy. Or... A code that we were using that wasn't the only code. There are others. But losing my fear of death helped me lose my fear of life. My fear of living without my son.
Computer.
And being hateful about it all. It's weird. It's very weird. Because it's the most spiritual thing. I think that exists. Like a connection with the primordial story. The now. Story implies a beginning, a middle, an end, and this is like a now that has components of stretching backwards, forwards, sideways, up, down, but it's being experienced. It's experiencing the now. I've been having these wicked dreams with my son. They're different than they were before. And he's there with me. It's almost like he has come to me. Rather than me projecting him through my emotions. That's just what it feels like. Because all of a sudden we're there and he's standing there and we're talking. We're doing something. And then I realize I have lost him. And then I realize I haven't lost him. But my earthly life, this story has lost him. In these dreams, I cry. I cry like I did when he died. But it's okay. Thank you. because that's just reality. And that's what I mean about the acceptance part. Like, there's just an acceptance. So inarticulate. But when I said to him, and say to him in my dreams, that I love you, that I accept you as you are, it's almost like I have spoken a new reality into existence. I haven't talked about the last night of my experience. But it was a night of immense pleasure. And I kept hearing this statement. Share it with you. I don't know what it means. Enjoy my priestess. Don't get hung up on all your bullshit. On your particular. Enjoy the gift of life. That includes the pain you feel.
459.
But it also includes the pain other people feel. Even animals. And celebrate. Hear the music. The most beautiful music.
Computer.
And I said, okay. Arguments, no faith. Just okay. I understand. I know that that is obviously and simply true. Thank you. I mentioned Jesus earlier, and I had this experience of connecting with masters, which I should talk more about in later episodes. But you know, there's just so much hang up and baggage and shit around Jesus. And I was like, what the fuck is all that about anyway? You know, like, what's the real deal? And I received information that basically said,
this should be good.
To know this, to see what you're seeing, is also a way of helping other people get through their heartache. And it's like carrying it for them.
I said yes, what a good idea.
Oh, I said yes, what a good idea.
And someone is carrying it for you.
You mean you?
And you'll carry it for someone else. And so on and so on into eternity.
Oh, I said yes, what a good idea. Oh, I said yes, what a good idea.
And I saw that as the message that lays behind all the nonsense that is Jesus, Buddha, it's a knowing. Not a faith. Not believing something without evidence. But truly experiencing the mystery that is self-evident. Breathing, then you have the opportunity to deepen your connection. I felt that life wasn't a feeling. I was being shown that life is our playground, our workshop, and sometimes our nightmare, our hell. But it's where we can work things out. I don't know what it's like when you're dead. Sense that, can you work anything out? Can my son work anything out? It seems like you need to be incorporated, swallowed whole. Have a body, a mind. Skeptical. But now things are coming to me. Messages from all angles of my life. Things I overhear, things I happen to listen to, music that comes out of my hands, and all of it is just based on being open. But I did not feel that openness until I forgave. Until I just said the words. Until I spoke those words into existence. And it was then I felt forgiveness. Mr. Nobody. Out.